For English, press 1. For Stan and Bruce, press 2.
Thank you for pressing 2. And now, here are your hosts, Stan and Bruce.
Welcome to episode 66 of the Press 2 podcast.
Welcome. It is episode 66, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, just like that highway.
Highway
Route 66.
Route 66.
Is it 66?
No, it's 66. Okay. Route 44 is
the slush
from Sonic.
Yeah. I had last night, actually.
Did you have one from Sonic?
Yeah, I had a lemonade slush. A lemon slush, I should say. It was good.
I remember you used to get the strawberry lemonade Route 44 slushes. Is that the same thing or?
Lemon and lime.
Lemon and lime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing. But they don't make them the same like they used to. They used to put like a lime and a lemon in it and it tasted like really fresh. And they called it the fresh fruit smoothie, but they're not fresh fruit anymore. They say they are, but they aren't because there's no lemon. There was no lemon in my slush. It was just lemon flavoring. And it tasted like, I mean, it was still good, but it wasn't like good. Like,
so it is a lemon.
Basically. The slush is a lemon. I like what you did there, comedian. Okay. So I have a lot that I want to talk about regarding TV. And I have, okay, let's just, hold on. I am looking for this. Is this what I'm looking for? Hold on. Maybe this is not what I'm looking for. I was trying to get something going, but I don't think it's going to go. So never mind. Bruce, I just watched Drag Race today, but I didn't
finish the latest episode.
Yeah, I didn't finish it, though. I think I had 20 minutes left. I'm at the end where they do the runway. Mm-hmm. But Snatch Game, ugh. I was disappointed. Sorry.
I'm disappointed with the whole fact that this season, it's only 45 minutes long, technically, because
with
of
the commercials.
Yeah, because of that show, like Best Friends of Whatever.
Oh, they're coming on right after, right?
Yeah. And so that's why they cut down the time for the Drag Race episodes. And it's disappointing. Nobody's watching that show. Like, they're not even friends. They're not even acquaintances. They're just hookups. So
hookups? Bruce, we cannot be getting sued
on Twitter.
Don't be repeating Twitter junk. Oh my God.
Allegedly.
We did not say that over here. We do not agree. I don't agree.
Nobody's watching. Are you watching?
I didn't know it was on yet. Is it?
Exactly.
I thought it was still coming. Well, I mean, it's not like honestly, there's only like two people that I'm interested in on that show. And one I like because his name, you know, Brad.
Goreski from The Judge.
Because he does like the funniest housewife parodies, like to a T. Like he dresses up and gets the outfits and he does like the best housewife parodies when he's like reenacting scenes from the show. So he's like really talented with that. And the other guy, I don't know his name, but I've seen him. He sells his own. He has his own skincare line. And I knew him before the show because I would always see him selling on. Yes. QVC. And he sells. It's called Butterface or no, not butter. Butterskin. Nothing.
Butterskin.
No, but it's like butter. I think like a cocoa butter type, but I don't know what but that's the name of it. It's like butter. And sells it. And I had no idea that he was going to be on a reality show because he would come on there for like the last 2 or 3 years. I've seen him on QVC selling that. And I didn't even know he was gay until like the third or fourth time that I saw him on the thing. And I just like was like, I wonder if he's family, you know, but. Anyways, Snatch Game, in my opinion, this is like one of the lower ones on the list of Snatch Games. Like, I thought that Karen Huger, Karen Huger, you could have did so much better because I think
a Potomac. Rosie O'Donnell, didn't mean to interrupt you, finish.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I can just piggyback on that. Rosie O'Donnell and Joan Rivers were the best.
Yeah, I mean, I think Joan Rivers was the best we've honestly in snatching. Well, no, because there was Judy Garland that was done by Jinx Monsoon. Did you see she was on the late night with Seth Meyers?
No, I haven't. I don't watch any of those though. But yeah,
because she is in the musical Chicago on Broadway. So
okay, I didn't know that part about the musical.
So she was on the late night show with Seth Meyers. It was pretty good. But no, I think Snatch Game was good. The editing sucks because they literally gave each, you know how they split it into two. I feel like it was only like 5 minutes of each. And then the runway was like not even like 15 seconds. And so, you know, as Selena Estiris, she was talking about it on Twitter. She's like, I just feel like all the work that's going into, you know, everything, and then just to get like not even 17 seconds to like feature the look, which is true. Like, I don't know. And then they're the rushing. Lip sync also.
Huh? They're rushing. It seems they're rushing. They're cutting out a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like everybody's kind of like not happy with it. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think the move to MTV was a great choice, especially because I think Drag Race is the, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know if Drag Race is the only show on MTV that's nominated for an Emmy and that has actually won Emmys. So why would you cut your show that is actually winning shit to 45 minutes to push this other, like, I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to push with the Best Friends of WeHo or whatever, like, or the Best Acquaintances of WeHo. Like, I think with gay people, as I don't speak for all gay people, but I feel like watching
not the old gay people.
No, I said I don't speak for all gay people. I don't speak for geriatric gay people.
Bruce is a little bitter bitch this morning.
That's I'm not bitter. I just want more than 45 minutes for an episode, you know? And so, not speaking for all gay people, but just for myself.
Go off, sis.
Go off, pop off, girl.
Go off, king.
Yeah, fix that MTV and RuPaul's Drag Race. So, I'm done.
Okay.
Well, what did you think of the lip sync? Oh, you didn't watch the lip sync, did you?
I haven't gotten there yet. Yeah.
So, do you know who goes home?
I don't. You could probably tell me. It won't spoil who went home.
So the lip sync was against Sugar and Spice.
They twins. Went against each other?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, they sent one another home.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Which one?
But the lip sync was entertaining because they actually choreographed the lip sync.
And they are good together. So I'm imagining they're good together.
Going into this season, there was a lot of backlash because people were like, really? There's like internet sensation queens that have nothing to offer. And quite honestly, like, I feel like they're probably going to be one of the most successful from this season.
Well, here's the deal. They're already like the shit on the internet anyway. You know, I had been following them for 2 years and didn't even know. On TikTok, I saw their video on TikTok and I followed them on TikTok and I was
you're like Mistress Isabel Brooks. And she was where they're like, you know who we are? And she was like, no.
And she was then following
to the confessional and she's like, I know who you are, but I'm not going to give
the
satisfaction to let you know that I know you.
But I was like, oh my God, like it took like probably like maybe 15, 30 minutes into the first episode when I realized that was the same group that I had been following on TikTok. Cause I had seen someone sent me a video and I think they had some really cute, cool videos. So it's just weird how the world is so small on the internet. Like, you know what
well,
I mean?
What's
like,
weird now is like with some of the local drag queens up here, right? Like whenever they get onto the big screen that I'm like, oh, I seen them perform at blah, blah, blah. And kind of, it happened with like Dragula. It's just, it's just kind of weird to know somebody that you sort of have seen or been following like on TV, right?
All of a sudden they're, you know, that happened with me with another person. I think it was, who was it? There's someone that I followed on Instagram. And
oh my God. Was it with Franzia Wines retweeting my picture?
I was not referring to that, but you know, we were going to get into that later, but thanks for interrupting to plug yourself. Oh my God. What a self-centered bitch. There, I said it and I'm sticking to it, but yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Franzia.
So As you know, or if you don't know, you should know.
He's going to milk this shit. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to like wind milk this it. Shit. I'm going to step on this shit with my bare feet okay, and I'm going to milk those grapes. Well, you know how that's isn't that how wine is made?
Oh, no. Yeah, the grapes. But you were talking about shit. And so I was imagining manure.
I didn't say shit. I was just gonna say
you didn't say shit, but you said say,
okay.
Let you me, didn't mean like shit. On,
let me
like
rewind. Me Eric, I'm gonna step on those grapes barefoot, and then y'all are gonna drink from that. So I got high, and I was like, you know what? I'm bored. And I was going to drink some wine. So I had a bottle of, or not a bottle, but a carton of Franzia. Well, no, the bottle was gone at that point. So I had a box of Franzia and I was just like, you know, let's just have some fun. And I had eaten Chipotle. And so I plugged in Chipotle, Yves Saint Laurent, because are my sunglasses, some really cool ass boots.
I didn't know you tagged Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah. So it was Yves Saint Laurent, Bets to Chipotle in Francia, and out of all of them, I mean, I didn't think anything of the picture because I'm just like, you know, it's whatever, it's just having fun. And so Francia like posted a comment and they're like, oh, we love your picture, we would like to repost it. But that was maybe like a week ago, and then come to find out, I think it was Tuesday or something, they posted it on their timeline.
Bruce broke the internet.
I didn't break the internet. However, I did get like over 100 new followers from that picture.
So, I was going to ask you how many followers came in after that.
Yeah. So far it's been like 100 new followers on Instagram.
That is pretty good for like,
which is pretty cool. Right. And so, but I don't know. I think I'm going to try to take more like silly pictures. I don't do it to be serious. I think I just want people to like laugh. And I thought that was a funny picture. Right. And great product placement. But I was drunk and high. Apparently, if that's what it takes for me to be creative, then I don't know. At what cost? Like, yeah, you got 100 new followers, but at what cost? Like, your brain neurons die?
Mine? Oh, my God. Okay. I have a bone to pick with Franzia. So I was trying to be nice and get you more comments in the early days of your post. Mm-hmm. And I commented from two different accounts, right? So I commented from podcast account, and then I commented from cocktail account. And in the cocktail account, I was like, oh my God, the best way to wash down Chipotle or something like that. Did you know that Franzia deleted that comment?
It's probably because did you tag Chipotle?
No.
You just commented?
I just commented. And I didn't know they did it until I went back to see how many likes you had gotten. And so what happened was they kept the podcast comment on there, but it seems like somebody was a sensitive bitch, because there's another guy. Now his comment was a little negative, but it wasn't directed towards you. It was directed towards them. And it was like, he made a comment like something like, because, you know, they said this is what we're what did they say? Their caption was like, we're all feeling this or something like that. You know, yeah, something similar to that. And then he commented back and he goes, what, being passed out drunk in a tub?
And I was like, mentally we're here.
Yeah, mentally he was here. And then he said something like that. And I was like, first of all, he's not even passed out drunk in the fucking tub, you stupid bitch. He has sunglasses on and he's awake. But anyways, Franzia deleted that comment. And so I was like, okay, good. They deleted him. Then they came back around and deleted mine. So I was like, well, maybe they did mine on accident.
Maybe. I don't know. They did blur out the Chipotle back from the retweet that they did. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, maybe that's why, because I mentioned Chipotle. Yeah. But why? It's not like I tagged them. Chipotle was going to see.
Oh.
Or do like, they have Chipotle something and Franzia, Chipotle? Yeah,
they're like best friends.
Maybe maybe I know what it is. It's probably the little social media bitch at Franzia and the social media bitch at Chipotle. They probably had a fight.
Oh my God, the girls are fighting.
Well, you know, they do it all the time. Wendy's and Burger King. Girl, have you seen it? Wendy and Burger King.
For my next one, I'm going to do, I bought a Happy Meal. So I'm starting to think of some ideas to like McDonald's. Do with a Happy Meal. Yeah.
You know, my cousin, did a video on TikTok with Eggos, and he was telling Kellogg's that they need to make grown people size Eggos because he said they were too little. And you know, they replied to him and they sent him Eggos.
But
I don't know if they sent him grown people sizes. Like, I don't know if they specially made him some, but he was saying that he want waffle size. He goes, I need Waffle House size Eggos or waffles in the Eggo box. And it was so funny. But yeah, it's amazing what you can do.
It's just so confusing right now because like Instagram has Reels and then you have Twitter or no, I'm sorry, not Twitter, but TikTok. Right. So I feel like TikTok and Reels are trying to come. Is that a competition thing?
Yeah, I think since TikTok was doing good with the videos, Instagram came out with these a way to draw traffic back in because they don't want to lose people because they don't offer these short videos. You know what I mean? So it's kind of their way of retaining their people, their users, without making them go. Most people, though, that are really good, they have more than one account anyway. So they're like posting TikTok and
plus, we don't really always know. Like, follow me on my backup account. And they have like, I don't know, 600,000 followers. On the backup. I'm like, damn.
Well, because, they'll start saying like, you'll see some where they're like, yo, Instagram's been acting shady lately. So I created a backup account because they said like getting locked out of their accounts and shit. So
well, no, shadow banning, I think it's called whenever like they, I don't know, I guess somebody like did a test on those things as far as how much traction the posts get. And apparently like social media and like the algorithm, they do shadow ban people. But then like, Instagram and like other social media platforms are like, no, we're not shadow banning people, but I don't know. I mean, we're all just there living rent free anyways.
Wait, shadow banning? What is that? Is that where they just stop like whenever like you showing post up your content?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, why would they do that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either.
I don't know. It's just business, showbiz, baby.
Well, speaking of showbiz, I got to talk to you about this show. I think you know what I'm talking about. So there's this show on TLC. Have you seen MILF Manor? Did you watch the full episode?
I was like cooking.
Did
and
you
I
would, finish it?
I did.
Okay.
And okay, I'll let you talk about it.
Well, how do you feel first? Just give me one word to describe how you felt after, before, during, and after. One word. You got three words. One before, one during, and one after. How did you feel
what
before?
What the fuck is going up in here? Like, that's what I was thinking.
No, give me one word of what would describe your feelings before you started watching it. Like,
before
you
started watching it, I was just like, oh, here we go. Like,
one word.
Curious.
Curious. Okay.
Yeah,
I was too. One word during. One word during.
Girl.
Oh my God. Me too. This is going to be fun. One word after.
One word after. Bitch.
Was that it? It's not a word, but it works. Okay. So after for me, I've met some person.
Honestly, like if we're going to erase it, it'd be like, oh, bitch. And then in the middle, it was like, bitch. And then at the end, it was just like, bitch.
For me, the last, after I watched it, I felt, I would just say, I don't even have a word. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, MILF, and okay, so I was talking to my dad about this show yesterday. I had to explain
to
him what a MILF.
Did he watch it too?
He watches shit like this, but he hasn't watched it, but he seemed intrigued. So I was like,
oh, you know he's going to watch it.
Yeah, I know he's going to watch it. My dad watches Love and Hip Hop. So he watches all the shows. Love and Hip Hop.
So he knows the OG Cardi B.
He watches all of them. Like he, Bad Girls Club, when it used to be a thing, he used to watch that. Like he watches trash TV. He's like a trash TV junkie. So he watches all of it. But I will say, I had to explain to him what a MILF was first, and then we talked about the show. So I'm going to explain it to you guys. A MILF stands for Mother I Like to Fuck, for people that don't know. A MILF is an attractive woman of age that usually has kids. She doesn't necessarily have to have age, because she could be a 20-year-old MILF. But most MILFs are described as women of a certain age that has kids. And that word came from the 98 or 99 movie American Pie, Stifler's mom. She was a MILF, Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge. And, yes.
So you know, that's where it came from. I think it did come from American Pie. That was the first time I ever heard it. And it was Stifler. What was his real name?
Ooh,
he plays that on that show on NBC now. He's on and he looks so weird on there. Well, anyway, let's get back to the show. MILF Manor is on TLC. Sean something. That's his name.
Sean William Scott.
That's it. Okay.
Okay. I thought you were talking about Jason Briggs. Oh, yes. Yeah. He was
Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
Okay. So MILF Manor. Okay. So I saw this article. They were like MILF Manor, like the Yahoo Entertainment. They were like MILF Manor viewers can't believe Twisted dating show is real. And it is twisted. So I was just going to start from the beginning of the show. And I'm just going to just highlight some key problematic points. In my opinion, these are all my opinions.
These are my opinions and solely my opinions and they do not reflect the views of the Pressing Podcast, Apple, Spotify, TLC, or viewers of MILF Manor. Thank you. Love you, bitch.
So the show first starts out with these attractive women. They're usually, 40s, 50s, most of them in their 50s. And they come out and they're at this nice mansion somewhere where there's palm trees, maybe California.
They're in Mexico.
Yeah. And they are there thinking that they're going on a dating retreat where they're going to meet men. They know these men are younger. That's what they're into. So they found these younger men that are into older women and it's just going to work out. Right. So they're all meeting each other for the first time. They're what TLC calls them, eight hot moms, eight younger men. One shocking twist. Now, you know, I was waiting on this twist. So they meet, they line up, and the men are coming. So they're all excited. You know, they're all like dressed in their like club wear, their heels and hooker wear, and they're all turning around. They're all so excited. And then the men come through the door. And the men are, first of all, they show the silhouettes of these men. And I'm looking at it like, oh, my God, the twink factory has arrived. And I'm thinking that these men are going to be like gay twinks. I'm thinking that's the twist. I'm like, oh, my God, they're all going to be gay twinks.
Well, there is one that may be questionable.
So I'm like, OK, what is this? They turn around and one of the women goes, that's my son. And I was like, what? And so then all of them turn around. It's all of their sons. Each one of their sons are there as the men. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to date each other's sons. Now, a twisted version of me was like, oh, my God,
and you
they're
going to
date
like,
their
the
sons.
Twist, like the Laganja voice is like, oh, y'all wanted a twist.
Oh, my God. I could not believe it. And these kids, I call them children because they are.
Yeah.
These are not 30-year-old men. These are not 30-year-old men. These are 18, 19, 20. I think the oldest that I saw was like 28. There was a guy that I saw. They flashed his age. He was 28. But a lot of these guys look like they still are at home with their moms. They look like they're like 20 years old, 18. And okay, so I have a favorite mom on here. God bless her, because she's gonna embarrass the fuck out of her son. She's a little floozy. She loves to, like, you know who I'm talking about, Bruce. The one that likes to, like, you know, he had made friends with this other guy and she's ready to take the friend to bed all of a sudden, you know. And she made the comment, like, I'm going to sleep with all your sons. And in my words, I heard, I'm going to fuck all your sons. That's what she said.
Yeah, that is, you know.
That's what I heard.
It's TLC. You still have to keep it family oriented. Like, yeah, I am going to sleep with all your sons.
It is the learning channel. So we're learning here.
I don't know what the hell we're learning.
Remember when TLC meant the learning channel?
I don't know if TLC was ever like the learning channel.
It was back in the 90s. That's what it was. It was the learning channel. And they had
what show were you learning about on TLC?
They didn't have a lot of good shows before reality TV, though. They had like really boring. The TLC was like one of the most unwatched channels back in the 90s. Like, it was like, it wasn't until my 3,000 pound brothers and sisters that they started like blowing up.
No, I think it was with like Wife Swap. Did Wife Swap start there?
No, a Wife Swap started on ABC. I think TLC picked them up later. Yeah, they did get picked up by TLC, though.
I know. So, I don't remember exactly what the early days of TLC were. Like, what did they
exactly
have?
Nobody did. Version. They didn't have shit. That was, they really didn't. They They were pretty horrible.
They used to have what it was called forensic files, used to be called medical detectives in the early days of TLC.
Ugh,
so revolved around detectives solving crimes. They used to have Sarah Palin had a show there, Alaska,
ooh,
A Point of No Return in the early days of TLC. Wow. They used to have children's programming also.
Yeah, they did.
Oh. All right, well,
it was
now
like really,
we're
it was
talking about
been,
like
it was
trauma. Life in the ER was one of TLC's successes in its early days. I mean, there's nothing like Trauma. Now it's like Trauma, but
it's trash.
Like, garbage. It's garbage. Because we're watching and we're talking about it. Like,
yeah,
example,
I mean,
right?
No, listen, I am not. I tell people I love trash TV. I call it trash with pride and dignity because I love it, because these type of shows show you that your life is not so bad. Like, you could just sit there and watch these people. You're just like,
but
oh,
is
my
it
God.
Real or is it fabricated?
Bro, this right here, I mean, you know, there's some reality to it because, I mean, they're there. But, you know, this show, nobody's going to. I mean, maybe these women did look for love, but they're none of these people are coming out married at the end of this. I mean, how? They're 18.
But the
50.
Twist would be like the twist would be if they end up, one of them ends up getting married. Like, it's so.
Well, I think
like
one of them will definitely end up pregnant by the end of the season.
It's incestuous. Like, the thing that I was thinking about was like, what if it was reversed?
Oh, my God. That's what my dad said.
And then that's what that one lady, one of them said, I forget her name, but she
said it. She was reading it, wasn't she? From that text. You know how they have to carry that phone?
Yes.
And then the text that says something
about,
like,
what if this was reversed? Like, what if it was like.
They were saying for years,
women
have.
It's whenever they got blindfolded and they had to touch their.
Oh, my God. Girl, let's talk about that. Let's talk about it. Let's be like Rena and talk about that. I got to talk about that. Let's talk about it. Oh, you know what? You want me to start? Oh,
yeah,
girl.
Just start.
Okay, the cringiest part about this whole episode. We're only in the first episode, bitches.
Don't call the listeners bitches, ho.
They're my bitches, and I mean okay. that. And
all right, hookers, listen.
Listen, hookers, y'all are my bitches. Okay, I love you guys. Okay, my bitches, in a good way. But anyways. Okay, so the cringiest part of the first episode is they play this game, like identify my son. Did they name this game?
It was like pin the tail on the donkey,
but
instead it's
children.
Like, I'm going to run my hands through all the shirtless son's
body
and figure out which one is my son.
Yeah. Now, that was the creepiest part about the whole show. I sat there, my mouth open. I had to take my hand and literally hit myself in the chin and knock my mouth shut. Like, that's how bad it was. It was weird. And then I'm like, oh, my God, what if you're the son right now and your mother's like going down this road?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Filling on their chest. One woman could not stop. She was like 15 seconds in and still grabbing. And I was just like, Carl, what if that's your son for real? What is
he
doing?
Well, they were also like, don't touch. I'm sure there was rules as like, don't touch below the belt. Like, but still, it was just like,
no, that's still too much.
Because
they all had their shirts off.
Yeah.
And it was some of the most like skinniest twinkish bodies I had ever seen. I mean, the flattest chest. I mean, it was like the itty bitty titty committee up in there. These men had no body. They were all like
twink shaming. Don't twink shame.
Who said anything about twink shaming? I'm just saying that they needed some damn hamburgers. Like, there was one guy on the end. He had a little belly. I said, oh, yeah, he's trying to eat. He's trying to get because it was wine. He had a little pouch. And I was like, yeah, he likes to eat. But his arms, his limbs were still like Dilbert. And like, I was just, you know, I'm just saying, like, these were some of the skinniest guys. I just wanted to feed them. Like,
I mean, so like realistically speaking, at least they don't have quote unquote models, right? So they have average.
No, they don't.
Average guys.
None of these motherfuckers had any body fat on them except for one. These guys had they were abs of steel, but it's easy to get abs when you weigh 130 pounds. And come on, they had no real bodies on that show.
I mean, at least I know that these aren't like influencers or somebody who's quote unquote unattainable, right?
Wait a minute. You never know, though. We're only up to one. You're going to find out one of these motherfuckers got a ban. Seriously, it's gonna be like that. They got a band, or he's gonna open up about his modeling career,
or they're desperate and they have a podcast.
Ooh, self shade. Hey, look, I'm not knocking that, because if I got a reality show, I'd go on it. Not this one. There's no way in hell I'm letting my mother touch me in any kind of way. And I do not want my first of all, my mother would never do anything like that. But could you imagine, could you imagine, though, like your mom on that show and you're there too? And you're thinking that you're about to get your Mac on with the MILF and this your mom and these other women.
First of all, you know how weird it would be if it was like gay and like and dads.
Ugh.
We both pause like the tension.
Oh my god. Anyways,
God, yeah, so that show's trash. Watch it if you want, but you've been warned.
I'm trying to remember the date. What date is it? This show comes on Sunday nights right after 90 Day Fiancé, actually.
Yeah,
yeah,
which, and it's new. That's a whole other train wreck.
And if you haven't seen it, if you want to see episode one, you can always watch it on the Discovery Plus app. Not that we're getting paid to talk about Discovery Plus, but that's where it is. that's about it. I don't want to tell too much because, I mean, you need to watch it. But
yeah, if you have mommy issues, watch it. If you have son issues, watch it. If you're just bored, watch it. If you just have issues, watch it. I mean, we have issues. We're watching it and we're talking about it.
And I couldn't even I felt so uncomfortable watching it, but I could not stop because I kept wondering, how far are they going to take it? I'm still going to watch it. I'm going to watch it Sunday, and I'm going to be like, I wonder where we're going to go from here.
The one that I've been watching is 90 Day Love in Paradise, which that is messy. Did you think the girl who's dating the other girl from Mexico and the guy, do you think that's fake, isn't it?
I don't know if it's fake. It may be shady as fuck. I think she's lying. I think the girl.
Oh, yeah, she's lying. But
I was trying to stay away from that couple or throuple, whatever the fuck they were, because it might sound kind of bad.
It was a couple.
I'm not saying that he isn't worthy of getting someone that looks like her, but I just find it hard to believe that this really attractive woman would leave her lesbian relationship for him.
They've been together, what, like 10 years or something?
They've been together for a long time. And I just don't understand that. But then they have these pictures of before they started filming, of them going, when he was going to Mexico so many times to go hang out with them.
I think they're all in it.
Huh?
I think they're all in it. He's like a record producer.
You think they met and then they were like, we should go on the show and then
create. I think that's what's happening. Yeah.
Maybe they watched the show and they were like,
went down there instead of him.
Without them. No, it was supposed to have been a couple, but he backed out. So he thought the friend was not going to go or something. Wasn't it something like that? But they went anyway. The friend went anyway.
I wasn't invested enough. I think the one that I was more invested was the gay couple where they're both tops. And it's like, I don't know how that's going to work out. And then one of the guys is like, wants to be polyamorous. And then the other guy's not into it. But he was like, well, we'll both try it out.
He'll give them 2 years. They're going to get married, but then they're going to wait 2 years to try.
That
again.
Just sounds like so
problematic.
Messy.
But they are problematic.
And then they're hanging out with his ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, the ex-boyfriend is like there all the time. That couple, it's weird talking about this because I watched it on the app, so it aired last spring.
Yeah.
So now they're finally putting it on TLC, and until a whole new audience is watching these episodes, and I'm just like, the gay couple on there is problematic. I don't want to say problematic.
Yeah,
that's not the right word. They are just, I just feel like they have a lot.
It's just,
they have a lot going on, and I I don't know. Maybe they should wait a few more years before. I feel like they're jumping into marriage.
I don't even think they're together anymore.
Are they not?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Because I went and creeped on their Instagram.
They
like they don't have any pictures.
You looked at the, well, see, here's the thing. Like, I just feel like they're two different people, and I feel like they are physically attracted to each other. But that's it. I think there's just physical attraction there, but they don't have anything else in common, and they're trying to make something work off of lust. But the problem is they're not even sexually compatible because one's a bottom or top, and the other one's a top. So how two tops are gonna, what are they gonna just invite a bottom every weekend to the into the bed? So they can like tag team.
Well, and so that's what they were talking about as far as like, well, there doesn't need to be, he said it, they were talking about it on the show. He's like, okay, so penetration does not need to happen in order for us to enjoy each other.
Yeah,
and I was like, girl, that was you are lying excuse. To yourself.
I know. That was a lie.
I mean, but okay, at the same time,
what did they say, Omari? The lie detector test confirmed that was a lie? Yeah.
Well, but no. Okay, so I guess I can't really discard that because there is this other side of
the side thing
where people, the side, like people call themselves identify sides. As a side.
And I had to Google that shit.
Yeah, I had to Google it. It's like just because we're gay, we don't really know all this like new lingo, so I have to like look it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, identifying as a side is basically you can still have like
they get sexual pleasure without penetration. So basically, exactly. They only
thank you for summarizing. I was having a thanks Pfizer. Like, have you seen those videos of thanks, people Pfizer? On Twitter?
No.
I think somebody posted a picture or a video of like this guy claiming that he was either Pfizer or AstraZeneca or something, and he's like shaking, but they're calling him out on it because they went back on his receipts on his social media and he's just like pretending to have a seizure. And so there's like all this on Twitter is like all this videos where people are like shaking and they're like, thanks, no. Pfizer. Oh, so God. Yesterday on this Snatch Game, you know, when Spies was like hitting herself.
Oh, my God. That was the worst Miley Cyrus ever.
Somebody posted on Twitter, thanks, Pfizer. that video.
I meant to talk about that. That was the worst Miley.
But that was like Miley, like in her.
That was like Hannah Montana. And that was
like, was Miley Bangers. That was Miley Bangers.
That wasn't
though.
Even she Bangers. Was like, she was
it a was Bangers.
Miley, come on. Miley Bangers was not acting like that. She was acting like a dumb goofball.
I went to the tour and let me tell you, like.
There was acting like Goofy? No. That part, the outfits, yes, Bangers. I'm not talking about the way she looked. I'm talking about the way she. Oh, golly. Come on. That was not Miley's Bangers. Miley's Bangers was like, fuck you. I'm a bad bitch. Let's fuck. That was Miley's Bangers.
She was
Bangers.
Like trying to get rid of the Hannah Montana picture. Or the Hannah Montana, like.
Well, but, this Snatch Game was all Hannah Montana. That was, but it was like Hannah Montana inside the Bangers outfits. Like, it was like weird.
It was like Goofy dressed in a Miley Cyrus.
That basically
being impersonated like, by spies.
Oh my God.
It was entertaining. At first I was just like, oh my God, this is so, but then after I watched it, I was like, okay, it's fun. And you know, Mistress is a Bill Brooks adopted them as their drag, as his drag daughters.
He did.
From Houston.
It's funny how they grew on him because he came in there like not feeling them at all.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
But I think the more he talked to them, they were making him laugh and he couldn't like, he was like, I got it. I'm sorry.
They're so she adopted them as the drag daughters. So I thought that was cute. But speaking of Miley Cyrus, have you heard a new single, Flowers?
Yes.
It's good. I think it's going to be a good house mix. Like, you know,
with someone house mixes mix. It. Maybe it depends mm-hmm. on the producer. I would like to see Dave all
some
day.
Some of those mixes on SoundCloud, they're pretty good. Like sometimes I like to listen to like just random mixes and they're pretty good.
I want to hear Dave all day do it. Dave all day is really good. Dave all day.
Dave all day.
Yeah. All day. A-U-D-E.
Oh, Dave Odd. Is it?
Oh,
I always thought it was odd.
I thought it was Odd Day.
Is he French?
He's not French. He's American. So I thought he was like. He's American.
Is he?
Yes, he's like from Atlanta, okay,
he's
Georgia.
An American DJ producer, remixer. Yeah, he's from Van Nuys, California.
I guess he was born in Atlanta then.
Oh, he was born in Van Nuys, California, according to Wikipedia.
Huh.
I guess it is Audet. I don't know. Call in and see. How do you pronounce it?
Nobody's going to call in.
The only people calling in are telemarketers. And like, sorry, I got the wrong number.
And warranty people asking me to put a warranty on a car that I don't have. Like, they call you about your damn 2020 Toyota Camry. And I'm like, I think you got the wrong person, sir. I don't
2020
have
Toyota Camry.
Like I'm getting calls like that into the thing. I don't know who they're looking for. Like they're calling random and it'll be a voicemail about getting whatever.
What's wrong with a Camry?
Nothing. I'm saying I don't have one. That's what they called me about. They called me asking
Didn't your mom have a Camry? Oh, no, she had a Maxima, right?
No, she had an Altima. Thank God Altima? That is gone. Girl, because as soon as she got rid of it, all the Altima memes started coming out. Did you see?
That's what I was going to say.
You know there's a Reddit? Oh, my God. There's a Reddit called Nissan Drivers. Yeah, there's a Reddit about
Altima girls.
Oh, there's a one for Altima girls?
Is it Altima or Maxima? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know, but I know there's a Nissan Drivers Reddit, and it is all parody. It is all, like, I thought it was going to be, like, a Nissan driver's no, you do not. If you're a Nissan driver, you do not want to go there. You'll be highly offended.
Well, I drove an Infiniti for like 8 years.
Well, that's different.
Does that qualify?
No. I mean, it's just like Toyota and Lexus. It kind of is a Toyota, you know, so Infiniti kind of is a Nissan, but.
But if you get a luxury brand with all the bells and whistles, is it still like a high end?
It's like a high end of the.
But even like the non-high end, so like
if you get the base model Infiniti, it's like driving a Maxima.
Well, it's like the Mercedes, but Audi, Acura, right?
Volkswagen, and Honda, Volkswagen and Audi is one.
No, Acura and Honda.
Yeah, Honda and Acura, then Volkswagen and Audi. They're another one
that are Lexus and Toyota. Lexus. And Toyota. What is the other one?
Ford and Lincoln.
Is that it?
Ford and Lincoln, yeah.
Or, I thought it was Buick.
No, Buick is like General Motors.
Oh.
Learn your American cars.
I don't care about... You know, I've never owned an American car.
I have not.
Or a U.S.-made car or whatever. Ooh. Well, actually, I think...
Probably U.S.-made. I don't know. We can't say these days.
I think my Subaru was U.S.-made. I don't know. I need to look to see if they
were. It doesn't matter. It's a Japanese thing, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I don't fuck with U.S. cars. I like foreign cars because I'm foreign. I got foreign parts in me. Oh, like, have you seen for the commercials for the Special Olympics, how they help like with wheelchairs or something like that?
I have not.
And I think it's either Toyota or something. And it's like, move forward. And then you move see somebody forward. Who.
That is Toyota, yeah. Right?
Is it Toyota?
I think that is Toyota. Move forward.
Yeah. I think those are where I saw some of the ads like helping for the Special Olympics and, yeah, so people can have foreign parts in them. Or foreigners. What the fuck is that? Is that Jiminy Cricket? Shut up. It's like your voice of conscience is like, girl, we would not be saying right now. Saying that right now. Have you watched the Guillermo del Toro Pinocchio?
No.
It's on Netflix.
There's a new Pinocchio. Is it a series?
Yeah,
or a
it's
movie?
Actually pretty good. It's what
it's a series or a movie?
No, it's just a movie. But it's in 1930s when Mussolini was the dictator. It's pretty interesting. It's a good movie. It's almost like Tim Burton-esque, but enhanced. So if you're into that kind of films, I recommend it. I cried.
You would.
I was also high and I was talking to like my wooden broom, like, bitch, why your wouldn't you turn into broom? A real boy?
Oh my God.
And then the broom was like, sit on me.
Okay, no. That was it. Oh my God. Was that a joke. Spit on me, ho.
Not a joke, just a fact. Oh, man.
Okay.
You're so dirty.
You're dirty. I didn't say anything. Okay, it's time to wrap up.
It's like, have you seen that meme? It's like, pillow kill lie to me, and then Geppetto's bent over.
I have not. What do you watch on the internet? Oh, my God.
You're apparently like a bunch of like dirty ass shit.
Your internet activities are... Oh, I would hate to see the history in your phone.
No, it's through DuckDuckGo, so nothing is tracked. You know,
DuckDuckGo. It just keeps getting better. What is DuckDuckGoose?
No, DuckDuckGo. Like the browser where it clears your history and your cookies. And so it's untraceable, allegedly. But I know that's going to happen, like the BlackBerry Messenger, when they were like, oh, everything's encrypted or whatever. And then the government, I think, in Europe, somebody like threw over.
They decrypted it?
There was, yeah, there was like a, this was like in the 2010, I think I want to say. There was like a, somebody was revolting and then people were communicating to BlackBerry Messenger. And so the government ordered BlackBerry to decrypt all of the messages. And so it turned out that it wasn't encrypted after all. And so that was kind of like the beginning of the decline of BlackBerry Messenger.
Oh, I thought...
Or BlackBerry, period. Period. Because I'm on my period. Somebody said that the other day. And I was just like, are you?
All right. So, Bruce, thank you again for our lovely episode. You have somewhere you're performing, right?
Thought I was still don't know the location yet.
He doesn't know the location yet, but Bruce will be in Chicago somewhere in the state of Illinois. Somewhere around Chicago in it. Around it, performing his one man show, Just Bruce.
No, that's Jack McFarland's.
No, that's yours AKA. Now.
I don't want to steal it.
Bruce, Jack doesn't care.
Okay,
he's fictional.
So, I'm gonna be like Jerk Bruce.
did you okay?
You're a jerk.
You remember that song?
Yes, I do. You're remember jerk, that
song. Jerk. And on that note, I'm not even gonna say what I was gonna say because that's, you know. So bye.
Bye.
Okay, I found it, Bruce.
What?
Here's Dave all day saying his name.
Like 20 minutes later.
I know, but I really want to know because I don't want to be sounding stupid.
Let's hear it.
I don't want to be stupid on the air saying the person's name, and I'm such a fan.
What's up? I'm Dave Auday. I'm a DJ remixer producer.
Dave Auday. Okay.
But I had to make sure because I've been saying this name like this, and I was like, this would suck.
I was in the wrong because I was calling him Dave Odd. Well, I was doing the French pronunciation.
Yeah, because he's Dave so Odd. Cultured. Oh my God.
I am so cultured.
You're such a cultured bitch. Yeah.
I did. I just went to the grocery store and bought instant.
Did you buy a baguette?
I got a spicy orange chicken.
And baguettes.
Faggots.
I knew you were going to do that. I don't know why I had a feeling that was going to come out of your mouth.